of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, this is so loud. At this time, Board Member Sparty will now offer a prayer or a reverence.
Thank you. I'd like to say a prayer, so thank you. Our dear Father in heaven, we are thankful to be gathered together as the Aspen Peaks Board, and we are thankful for those who are in attendance. We are grateful for the teachers and staff that we have that are supporting our board and our students, and we are thankful for the efforts that they put in every day. We ask for thy blessing as we continue to start our new school district and build it, that we can have thy help, that we can have thy guidance to make sure that we do the things that will be important so that we can reach out to all the students in our communities. And we say this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. We now have up to 30 minutes set aside for public comment. This opportunity is for patrons living or working within the Aspen Peaks School District. A sign-up sheet was available prior to this meeting, allowing up to 10 patrons the opportunity to speak. Those living outside of Aspen Peaks School District and those who were unable to sign up before all slots were full can submit written comments at www.alpineschools.org/o/aspen-peaks-district/page/board. As you are called up, please introduce yourself by stating your name. You will be given up to 3 minutes to speak. Please know that the board will be listening carefully, but is not able to engage in dialogue during this portion of the meeting. They may arrange to communicate with you later. Personnel issues are not appropriate discussion items for an open meeting. If you have a personnel concern, please put your concerns in writing and address it to the Board of Education. First up is Serena Vidal. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Serena Bidoff, and I'm a Spanish teacher at American Fort Junior High. As a stakeholder in our newly forming district, I would first like to thank you for the service that you're giving to our students, parents, community, all of us. Thank you so much. Secondly, I would like to share a little perspective that I've gained over the course of my 28-year career working in 4 states and 5 school districts. My time in Alpine has been the richest and most fulfilling of my career for 3 reasons. 1, Alpine demonstrates that they believe in and value teachers. 2, Alpine prioritizes collaborative work and collective efficacy. 3, Alpine invests in quality professional development for its teachers. My hope is that Aspen Peaks District will be able to recreate Alpine's atmosphere of professional safety and validation, because I have experienced the opposite in other places that I've worked. In one district, as teachers, many times we came to work feeling physically ill because of the toxic culture that we experienced, with a lot of top-down management and so many messages of, we don't believe in you, and if the kids fail, it's on you. Even though we were all giving our very best, me working from 4 o'clock in the morning until often midnight, trying to meet my students' needs. Contrast the feelings of dread and inadequacy I had in that district to the creative fire that has been lit within me in Alpine School District. Since moving here, I have made fundamental shifts in my grading practices, had 1/6 of my level 2 students qualified to receive the Utah Seal of Literacy, received the Alpine Accident Excellence Award, helped build and lead a highly effective PLC team, presented at a state language conference, and most importantly, the message I have always wanted to send my students and them to receive from me is communicated more clearly than ever before, that I truly care for them and I will continue to show up for them until they reach their goals. What led to my sense of security and validation here in Alpine? How can Aspen Peaks nurture the kind of environment that unlocked such growth for me? I have a few recommendations. 1, as soon as possible, please alleviate the stress and fear that teachers have about their job security and their family's well-being. Lock in our pay, benefits, and retirement the way that Timpanogos has done, and the collective sigh of relief in those teachers has been huge. Continue to invest in quality professional development. Every dollar you invest in us, whether in salary or professional learning, will directly benefit our students. When you give us the fuel of growth and financial security, we line up for our students. We show up. Most teachers already have altruistic, generous hearts. You are just opening the doors more fully to that energy. And finally, as you make policy, hold the truth in your hearts that we as teachers are here for kids. We are doing our best with what we know. Send the message that you believe in us, and we will not let you down.
Thank you.
Thank you. We truly appreciate your comments. The first item of routine business is the approval of minutes. We have quite a few. December 11th, the study session and public hearing. January 15th, the study session, public hearing, and board meeting. January 19th, board meeting. January 20th, board meetings. And January 26th, board meeting to appoint our superintendent. Do we have a motion?
I motion to approve the following minutes. December 11th, study session and public hearing. January 15th, study session, public hearing, board meeting. January 19th, board meeting. January 20th, board meeting. January 26th, board meeting to appoint superintendent.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion from Board Member Burroughs and a second from Board Member Bonner to approve the minutes for the December 11th study session and public hearing, the January 15th study session, public hearing, and board meeting, the January 19th board meeting, the January 20th board meeting, and the January 26th board meeting to appoint the superintendent. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The voting has been unanimous. Our next item is Board Resolution 2026-001, authorizing 25 buses to be declared excess for disposition. Do we have a motion to approve Resolution 2026-001?
I'll move to approve Board Resolution 2026-001, authorizing 25 buses to be declared excess for disposition.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion from Board Member Bonner and a second from Board Member Grammer to approve Resolution 2026-001. We will now open it up for discussion.
I just want to clarify for the public what this is about. So Alpine District has some buses that aren't really in usable condition anymore. And because we're now in the middle of the transition between Alpine and the three new districts, all of us have to approve to dispose of those buses. So all three new districts and the Alpine Board all have to approve to dispose of the buses before they can be disposed of. So we're just telling them, yep, it's okay to sell those. We're probably not going to continue to not use them when we start.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? All right, hearing no further discussion, we will vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The voting has been unanimous. The next item is approving the Alpine School District calendar for 2027 to 2028. I'll give you a little information on that. Creating calendars is an extremely complex process, and Alpine School District formed a committee that considered numerous issues. It consisted of various stakeholders, including parents, students, and teachers. This committee recommended calendars for 3 years, 2027 to 28, 2028 to 29, and 2029 to 30. Adopting the same calendars as surrounding districts allows for coordination on many fronts. Parents and especially employees who might live in one district but work in another. We also attended a tour of MTech yesterday to see their facilities that offer so many incredible opportunities to our students. During the tour, they mentioned how helpful it is when calendars are aligned. We had a robust discussion at our last board meeting about adopting all three calendars. The 2027-28 calendar meets all of the recommendations from patron surveys and the calendar committee. Our board is in agreement to adopt this calendar, but is still taking patron input and considering some different options for 2028-29 and 2029-30. In fact, we had a discussion on that today during our study session. So tonight, we would like to approve the 2027-2028 calendar. Do we have a motion to approve the proposed Alpine School District calendar for 2027-28?
I motion that we approve the ASD calendar for 2027-28.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion from Board Member Thieler and a second from Board Member Hart to approve the Alpine School District calendar for 2027-28. We will now open it up for discussion. Hearing no discussion, we will vote.
No discussion. All right.
Just for the 1 year.
Did you want to?
No, I just.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The voting has been unanimous to approve the proposed Alpine School District calendar for 2027-2028. That is all of our action items, so we will now hear some board member reports. Board Member Burrows will report on the communications committee.
Thank you for this time. We've had some exciting things with communication. Our Facebook page hit 500 likes, I think because of you. But we appreciate that, having some form to be able to communicate that way with everyone. One of our major things right now, though, is our logo contest. It will close this Saturday morning, and we have around...
A dozen.
Mine says 30, around 30-ish. So hopefully some of them, we have found some kinks. We don't have a district email for students to send them to. So we've been working around that, having to use other emails to communicate and to submit work. So we've been trying to reach out to some principals to say, hey, we received the Google Doc, but we did not receive an actual logo. It might be because they try to use their school email to send it to us. So we're working through that as fast as we can before Saturday. And then we will, as a board, we will choose our finalists. And exciting, finally worked out for Adobe, there'll be a chance for our finalists to work with professionals at Adobe. They blocked out some time on Monday and Tuesday of next week, and that's why we kind of have to do it quickly so that they can work with those professionals to get them just right before they submit them to us. And then we want some public input before we ultimately decide on the winner of that. So that is my report.
Thank you. Now we will have Board Member Hart to report on the Legislative Committee.
All right. So, if you aren't already aware, the legislature is in session. It's legislative season. And so, those of us on the Legislative Committee, we are just currently participating with in different ways with the legislative process, including going to or listening to the committee meetings in which they're talking about education-related legislation. We are also going tomorrow up to the Capitol to do a day on the Hill with other school districts to kind of represent our area and to make sure that our voices are able to be heard and to be a part of that entire process. And so that's the thing that part of the Legislative Committee we're going to continue to do is to follow those bills and keep track of what's going on and advocate for the needs of our community and for the Aspen Peak School District.
Thank you. As there is no further business, does anyone have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
May I have a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion from Board Member Hart and a second from Board Member Sparty to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. The voting has been unanimous. We are now adjourned at 6:16 p.m. Thank you so much for attending this meeting.
Nice work. Of course, thanks for having me.
See, I have a script.
I noticed.